This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a busy, busy day it's been. Glad that you're here listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Arthur Blank spoke to the media today. We're going to give you our thoughts more on what Mr. Blank had to say in regards to where our football team goes. Coming up, we're also going to talk to the boat show manager. She is going to come by here in about 20 minutes, and Mike and I were just checking out some of the boats in the break. What you think, man?
I want them all. I mean, I want one of those. Give me two of those. Give me three of those. You know, when I'm down in Naples, Captain John, he's got, a tri-hull like what you've got, which is great, the pontoon boat.
Yes.
And then he's got an old hot rod, and now these new boats just, man, Carl, mind-blowingly cool, the technology. There's even an electric boat right here. And I said, wow, that's
the new thing.
Hella long extension cord. But no, obviously, it's some amazing technology. So you are a boater or thinking about getting into it. They talk about boat show prices, and it goes down through Sunday here at Georgia World Congress Center. It's Hall B, B as in boat.
All right, man. We're going to get back to Arthur Blank and his comments today from his presser. We're also going to let you hear, coming up next hour, Mike Conti's conversation with Arthur Blank in his one-on-one today, exclusively here on 92.9 The Game. And we'll take your thoughts and continue to discuss Trey Young as well. Look, it's funny because, Mike, it's never just – it's not black or white, right? There's always a gray with these stars, and Trey was no different. For all the good, we were joking and busting chops with Zach Klein, but there were some things that he just didn't handle the right way. But today, we're not trying to kill him. We appreciate what he did. We think he is one of the best stars that we've had in this city. And Mike said it, the swag, we needed it. People talked about Luka and Trey, and I just want to take you back.
We went round and round on that for, years.
After the draft, yeah, years. But before the draft – and one of the things that I remember people saying was, we don't know a lot about Luka. And that Trey had this thing about him after he led the NCAA in scoring as a freshman at Oklahoma, right. That, man, he gives the
you
ball
fill it up, man, right.
And he's fun to watch. And everybody was, we don't know enough about Luka. Then as soon as the draft happens and Luka starts balling out, everybody had revisionist history. Regardless, think about this. Luka's been traded. And now Trey's been traded, Mike. And neither one of them have won a championship. Both came close. Luka got to the finals, obviously, and they got beat. And then Trey got to an Eastern Conference finals. But neither one of them.
And now both have been traded.
That's what I just said. Yeah. Neither one of them has done what we expected them to do by year eight, which was, hey, win an NBA championship. We'll see which one gets there first, but – is this battle over now after the swap and the trade, and now they've both been traded?
Well, I mean, there was a perception that Trey might have been a pain in the arse early in his career, but I think he's matured and grown up a little bit. I think we all do, and it takes it takes a while for a professional athlete. As you said, hell of a responsibility, 18, 19-year-old kid dropped into the NBA. Luka is still a punk, if we're honest. I mean, his work habits, we've talked about how sluggish he looks. It's been documented. He is not a guy that maybe is committed to his craft like he should be. And even with LeBron, it's not rubbing off on him. But either way, neither one has reached the level, I think, of expectations they had for in each city. In Dallas, they're still mad he's gone.
Yeah.
And here people are mad that Trey's gone.
Hey, man, more on this to come. We got to get to 4th and 1. Just a few days ago, he said, hey, as far as I know, I'll be involved in the new general manager search. You're not even going to be there. The Dolphins fire Mike McDaniel today, Mike. Now we have eight head coaching jobs open.
And I was talking to our buddy Armando Salguero from down in Florida, and they would think, just like the Giants, they want some stability. They want John Harbaugh down there in Miami because a lot of players, now it's been reported, players don't take him seriously, that the culture, it was a major issue. The coach, the message had definitely gotten stale, and maybe they need a little kick in the arse. So I don't know if John Harbaugh the guy for that? Mike McCarthy the guy? You need some stability with that organization? I mean, are you going to be involved? Because it sounds like they're cutting bait on Tua, doesn't it?
It does.
From an organizational standpoint. point. Greer, the general manager, got fired earlier in the year. Dolphins had that little run. They beat us, and then the wheels came off at the end.
I'd hire him as an OC in a heartbeat. Don't know. And Zach Klein just mentioned this. Like, if you were to say, hey, Falcon fans, we're going to hire Ian Cunningham, who comes in well-credentialed as our general manager. Matt's going to be our president. We're going to hire Kevin Stefanski, and his OC is going to be Mike McDaniel. That sounds like
right.
Impressive.
I'm down with that. Like a lot of folks that you said this earlier, a lot of folks really want to see Ulbrich return. I can go either way with that. I think, you know, you got a really great defense. I still think we gave up too many big plays to too many big players when they were the only players we had to stop. But this defense has taken leaps and bounds. And I think a lot of it's because of the guys that Fontenot picked. You got the right guys. You had two great defensive draft classes. Obviously, it bore fruit, Carl. We're one of the best edge rushing teams in the league.
By the way, if you're wondering, the owner said today, we're talking about Arthur Blank, that he liked the job that Jeff Ulbrich did, but he cannot tell a new head coach who his staff's going to be. So he's leaving it wide open, but he also said that he would recommend to the new head coach that Jeff Ulbrich be one of the candidates to stay. So, Mike, I'm not going to say it's out of the realm of possibility, but the owner basically saying what we've talked about, guys, and that is, I hire a new guy, I can't tell him who his staff's going to be, even if the guy before did a really good job or, you know, the team broke records, it doesn't mean that I don't want to bring in my guys and the guys that I trust.
Right, and one of the things we talked about earlier today, and I put up there on Twitter, a couple guys, they vibe with what I'm talking about, Carl. Some guys feel I'm getting into semantics about how Arthur Blank handled the question about Michael Penix Jr. and his future.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, and it, guys, why are you hating on Penix? I'm not hating on Penix Jr. For all we know, he can be a Pickett or a Trubisky or a Will Levis, you know, or an Anthony Richardson. We don't know what this guy's going to be, you know? I just thought the owner should have been a little more open-ended with it. I believe in him, but I think another manager and coach, they'll evaluate our quarterback process. And I'd leave it there, you know? And so that way you can say you've got confidence in Penix Jr., but don't make one of those absolutes like Arthur did today, basically saying whoever comes here, you got to work with Penix Jr.
Yeah. It is interesting. Hey, man, more.
You don't think it's interesting. You said it like that.
No, it is interesting. Interesting because I didn't expect our owner to commit to the quarterback that way.
Right.
I didn't. I mean, honestly, that's the only reason. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, and I'm not telling you that I'm for or against it because I still don't know how good the guy is.
Right.
But I am very interested in the fact that the owner basically put his foot down today and said, he's a franchise guy, and he's recovering well. And he said it with confidence, like, I don't give a damn who we bring in. We're going to try to make this kid work.
Right.
I think part of that, Mike, is the finances. He's still under a rookie deal. The problem is we're running out of time.
Right, but that's the thing. That's why I reference all those guys. You know, I mean, all those quarterbacks, so those guys who never got to their fifth year.
Right.
They were all gone. So there's also going to be, like for instance, if a coach comes in and he's dead set on, you got to be under center. I know we know that shotgun and the pistol is all parts of an offense, but he thinks play action is the thing.
Yeah.
Penix, I mean, is he going to be able to execute that?
He's got to, Mike. I mean, look, any of these guys, Harbaugh, look at the coaches he had that ran those offenses with Lamar. Both were run-heavy, play-action type offenses. Let's
right.
just all these candidates. Clint Kubiak, nobody runs more play-action in the league right now than Seattle. If you hire Mike McDaniel, that's Kyle Shanahan's recipe, and when the Dolphins were good, they ran the ball well, and it was play-action. You're going to have to do that, and I don't care which one of these guys you end up picking, Stefanski the same way.
Right. So, and again, you nailed it. The run game, we got great things in place. I was talking with a Falcons executive today, who will remain nameless, who, and again, the feeling is maybe we'll have to do some work on the offensive line.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, we haven't really mentioned his name a lot this year, but Neuzel was a little undersized at
Ryan
times.
Ryan Neuzel, yes.
Especially against some of those big nose tackles and three technique guys.
Yeah.
You know, and if we're honest, and we didn't really talk about it, we mentioned it a few times on the air, but Jake did not have a great end to the season, you know. So you look at the O-line, and maybe they want to upgrade the blind side. If you're committed to Penix,
you got to.
It's whether it's McGarry, if McGarry comes back off the injury, because it's certainly Elijah Wilkinson is not the long-term solution.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think there's a couple of places where we do need to upgrade.
And get the right, because you know, that zones, the scheme we're going to be implementing. You know, I mean, you want to have athletic guys on the line, but I think you need a little more size than you have on Ryan Neuzel. A
couple of other firings. Josh Grizzard, OC with the Bucks, gone. Quarterbacks coach, Thad Lewis, gone. What's this stemming from with Tampa Bay?
Well, this is the last screw-up before Todd Bowles gets got. Just same thing. Dan Quinn had to fire everybody. Same thing in Tampa. So they basically, Todd Bowles is on notice. You got one more year. And Liam Cohn took some of that secret sauce, just like Ben Johnson took the secret sauce in Detroit.
He did.
And they fired their OC.
John Harbaugh, by the way, if you're wondering, not taking interviews until next week. Get in line.
Yeah.
I wonder, and I don't know if the pecking order matters. I don't. Like, if for example, if we got one of the first interviews, does it matter? I do think that he can pick and choose what teams he wants to interview. And if he says, hey, these are the four, I don't think he interviews for all eight guys. I just don't.
Right.
But these are the four I want to talk to. I don't know if that matters if we get first or last, but our owner said today they do want to talk to Harbaugh, which made me very happy. Giants to interview Antonio Pierce, Mike, for their head coaching vacancy. He reportedly had dinner with Raheem Morris on Wednesday night.
Okay. And look, I love Antonio Pierce. Here's the thing, though. He was a little too, Carl, if we're honest.
Oh, the Giants.
Yeah. Carl, he was a little too, unfortunately, stern with his players.
He was.
He basically was calling guys out for being soft with the Raiders. And
he was.
I don't think you can do that these days. I mean, I think fans would like to think you can and crack the whip a little bit, but that got him got up. And but again, the Raiders are so dysfunctional.
Well, wasn't it he was being very critical of guys.
Yeah,
right?
He was calling guys out.
Yeah.
So whether, now again, we don't know if he'd actually done that, you know, face to face in a locker room setting that eventually gets to the media, and maybe that's a lesson he learned moving forward for his next gig.
All right, a couple of other things. It's 4th and 1, guys, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. The Ravens have scheduled an interview with Brian Flores. Look, are we going to see him talk to all these teams and then nothing come of it?
I think he's going to talk to all these teams and no one's going to hire him.
Ah, boom!
Which is a form of collusion, which you know what? He can bring a new lawsuit. No, look, and also, like, I'm not being a wise ass, but I like Flores. I would hire him here. There's a report that I think was an SI or Barstool had saying that they thought Tom Brady was going to kind of do a blank year to the league.
Yep.
Because, again, he has a lawsuit going on, a class action suit because of Ross and how he was terminated in Miami. But in the case of Brian Flores, he's a great defensive mind. And again, talk about Antonio Pierce. He basically told Tua to stop crying, being a crybaby.
He did.
And buck up. And he was also starting Fitzpatrick over Tua. Didn't think Tua was ready. Remember that?
Yeah.
So anyway, I like him. I wouldn't mind him here, but I just wonder, everyone's going to say one thing and do another.
Yeah. It's good. Look, this coaching carousel is going to be bananas.
Right.
And I think Harbaugh is the first domino to fall. All right? But if he's not, and let's just say a team says, hey, we're out on Harbaugh. We're going to get this guy, and this is the guy we believe in. I think that's even going to make it more interesting. But there's usually one guy that everybody wants, and I think this cycle it's him. And then once he makes his decision, Mike, everything else kind of falls into place. Because it's like, okay, this is who we want, but if we don't get him, where are we going?
Just to play devil's advocate, we'll talk more about this later, but if he is kind of a CEO coach,
yeah,
and he's not really – you just mentioned guys that specifically are offensive or defensively oriented. Isn't he just another layer along with your general manager, your team president, when your head coach – I mean, your head coach is kind of a CEO too? I'm just throwing it out there because I would love to see somebody take what we've got that's a strong suit. He has an identity on offense, and that's the only drawback for me with Harbaugh. He's just kind of like a – you know, he's like that Dabo Swinney, Bobby Bowden CEO type.
Yeah, but I said to you, he's a culture builder. And I think, too, that guy has to be a leader of men. And I don't know who that guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's going to be...
Sticking with Monken over Lamar, does it give you pause?
No, because we don't know what Lamar was doing. We don't know what Lamar was like.
We're getting one side of it.
Correct. Right. I want to believe that he was sticking up for his OC because he believed the OC was doing the right things. All right, we're going to talk to the boat show manager.
The boat lady's coming.
The boat show manager. Where's the boat show manager?
Hello, boat lady.
Boat show manager's here. All right, we're going to talk to her because this boat show is amazing. We're going to tell you all about it. Well, actually, we're not. She is.
Yeah.
All right, stay there. We got more to get to. More on the Trey Young trade as well. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.